Hudson Valley Shakespeare's summer season is underway in its first permanent home, the Samuel Scripps Theater Center, designed to immerse audiences and actors in a beautiful landscape of the Hudson Valley. Its unique indoor-outdoor setting for the company's open-air productions offers an incredible and unparalleled theater experience. Designed by the renowned architecture and urban design practice Studio Gang, the 14,850-square-foot venue is protected from the elements, yet open to the landscape, accommodating a performance season from June through September. Construction began in September of 2024 with Consigli Construction Company serving as construction manager. Well, the reviews are in, and they are all raves. The 2026 season is getting rave reviews as well, including Shakespeare's As You Like It and King Lear this month. In August, a production of Les Mis will be presented. Davis McCallum is the artistic director. He joins us for a preview this morning. Davis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. It's so great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you on the program. Well, your place is just the talk of the town. This is an amazing venue for an amazing company. Give us a sense of what it has been like over the last several weeks and months as you have been moving in.
Well, it's just been terrific. I mean, this project has been 7 years in the making. So to, you know, have actors on stage for the first time, to watch stage managers calling lights and sound cues, and to have audience members sitting out on the picnic lawn, having popcorn, watching the sun go down over the Hudson, and then gathering in the Scripps Center to see, you know, a great company of actors tackle these two Shakespeare plays in rep has been, you know, I guess Shakespeare would say, a consummation devoutly to be wished. It has been just a dream come true for us, and we can't wait to welcome everybody to the new theater.
What has it been like to even decide on what this, I mean, you were at Boscobel, you were in a tent, and now you're in this gorgeous theater that's been profiled on the front page of the New York Times. I mean, it really is an amazing journey.
It has been, you know, and one of the things that we've tried to be so thoughtful about is holding on to the kind of chaotic little bit of rock and roll spirit, the playfulness, the improvisatory kind of freewheeling energy that has characterized our work over many years as we move into this beautiful new space. You know, sometimes I think people have this impression that Shakespeare can be a little dry or stodgy, and that's not at all the way we approach it at Hudson Valley Shakespeare. It's all about the exchange with the audience, and it's never quite the same one night to the next, and I think audiences can kind of feel that. And so we were very careful when we designed this beautiful new theater that it wasn't like we were going to have to, you know, put on our Sunday clothes and behave in a grown-up way in this theater. We wanted it to still be playful and alive and electric. And it's been gratifying to make these two plays, to, you know, share them with audiences and still feel that kind of give and take of energy that was so much a hallmark of our work under the tent for 38 years. And by the same token, you know, it's just a much better place for theater making. The acoustics are much better. You can hear the actors better. You know, the tent had 5 huge masts that held up the fabric of the tents. So there were a lot of obstructed view seats, and every seat in this new theater just has this great relationship to the stage. It's much more accessible for artists and audiences of all different physical abilities. The actors have a real dressing station where they can put on their makeup and their costume and not worry about raccoons coming in the middle of the night and eating their makeup from their dressing station. It's heaven. It's so great. And I think audiences are really going to love it.
Okay. I could spend the rest of the interview asking just about the makeup eating wildlife, but let me.
Raccoons love makeup, Joe. It's one of their five food groups I've learned.
Good to know. This is, was it always the intention? I mean, obviously this was the case with the 10, but was it always the intention to have this open air theater with what 451 seats? I mean, that's just seems like a perfect number.
Yeah, it's a great size because no audience member is further than 9 rows from the stage. If you're in the back row, you're in the 9th row, which means you can really see the whites of the actors' eyes. You can feel the energy coming off them. You can feel the vibration of their voice on your body. And that's not something you can get in a 1,500-seat house.
Right.
And so there's a real intimacy in the theater. And yet, because the theater is open to this spectacular view of the Hudson River, it's also has this kind of epic visual frame for the actors. You know, the mountains and the river in the distance just has a certain timelessness to it. And it seems to really work well as a kind of visual language for a Shakespeare play like King Lear or like As You Like It. And these are two plays that are very much about an escape from the court into the world of nature. Whether it's the Forest of Arden in As You Like It or the blasted heath in King Lear, nature and its effect on our lives and on our emotional lives is very much a theme that runs between these two plays.
I was struck by in the New York Times article by Jesse Green, where he refers to it as the most spectacular outdoor performance, one of the most spectacular outdoor performance spaces in the country. A lot of that, from according to my architecture friends, has to do with the timber frame and the fact that you have done this as if it's part of the landscape itself.
That's right. There's a certain kind of contour to the land in this particular part of the Hudson Valley, which people around here call the Hudson Highlands. You know, it's the place where the Hudson River kind of crosses the kind of line of mountains that become the Appalachian Mountains. The Appalachian Trail runs right through, not even a mile and a half from this campus. And it's the deepest part of the Hudson River, and you can kind of look out to Storm King Mountain and just feel that there's something kind of mystical about the energy of this particular place. It's no accident that this is the place where the Hudson River School of Painting, kind of was born. But I think Jeannie Gang as an architect is in touch with that kind of energy. I think the building that she ended up delivering for us is very much of this place. There's a certain spot where you can stand on the campus and you can see that the shape of the timber frame roof is like a continuous line drawing with the hillside that surrounds it. It's like if you're drawing your finger along the hillside and then it just meets the roof and then it just rises with the roof and it continues the kind of undulation of the hills around it. And, I just came away from this whole process with a real admiration and respect, not just for the rigor and the engineering and the attention to detail that goes into making a building like this, but also the poetry that really distinguishes, Studio Gang and their work. I mean, you can tell by the way I talk about it, I'm just completely besotted with the building.
No, it's gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. I'm also want to talk to you about the season itself, of course. And I would think when you have this and you want to show it off and everyone wants to come and see this new treasure, that a lot of thought, not that a lot of thought doesn't go into every season, but a lot of thought goes into what's going to work well and allow you to kind of test everything out. What was it? Give us some of the ideas and the challenges of putting together a season for this new space.
Well, one of the things that distinguishes our theater is that we do the plays in rotating rep, which means that if you come for 2 or 3 days, you might see the same or an overlapping set of actors in two or three different plays. So if you come to see King Lear tonight, you'd see Keshav Mudaliar play Edmund, the kind of, you know, nefarious bastard son in King Lear. And then the next night you'd see him play Orlando in, you know, the kind of overlooked younger brother in As You Like It. And it's just, it's a thrill to see great actors switching between parts. So one of the things we wanted to do at the top of the season is to do two great Shakespeare plays in a pretty tight rep with a highly overlapping set of actors. And that's what led us to this idea of doing King Lear and As You Like It. And there's one particular actor who people who've come to Hudson Valley Shakespeare for many years know and love, and his name is Kurt Rhodes. He's been at this theater for 28 years, and he's tackling the titanic role of King Lear in our production. And it's just, it's really been the experience of my artistic life to watch him craft this particular performance and then share it first with this company of actors who are all there to support him in tackling this kind of, you know, career-making role. And then in the last 2 weeks, share it with the audiences that know his whole body of work and also with new audiences. So that's been a real joy. And then at the end of the season, we wanted to do something big, something that, you know, would bring new people to Hudson Valley Shakespeare and help to establish us as a destination theater. And terrific director Jen Thompson and I had been in conversation about a production of Les Mis for many, many years, and we were never able to secure the rights for it. And it just so happened that the rights became available just as we were opening this new theater. So we're doing a big, you know, 23-actor production of Les Mis with a full orchestra, and yet we're doing it in a very actor-driven way. You know, I think people think of Les Mis with that amazing turntable set from the original Broadway production, and ours is very much kind of human scale. It's made for the Scripps Theater, for this particular company of actors, for a much smaller house, and you know, the musicians, particularly, you know, not just in the pit, but on stage, the singers that have signed on to do this production of Les Mis are really just incredible. So I think that the new thing that we're offering is, I don't think people will have seen Les Mis, which for my money is just one of the greatest musicals ever written.
Yeah.
In a production of this kind of musicianship in such an intimate theater, a 451-seat theater doing Les Mis is something to get on the train or get in the car and come to see.
It is a miraculous and beautiful sight, and I am so thrilled for all of you and for us and for the community at large to be able to have this in our region and to have you do this incredible work. Congratulations. Enjoy the new space, and we look forward. Hopefully you'll come back and let us know how everything's going. Maybe you can cut. Maybe we'll see if you can come back for and talk about Les Mis specifically.
I'd love that. I love that. Thanks for the time, and I look forward to welcoming you here sometime soon, Joe.
I look forward to it very much. It is the Hudson Valley Shakespeare summer season, which, yes, includes As You Like It, King Lear, and Les Mis. You can find out more information by going to hvshakespeare.org, hvshakespeare.org. Davis McCallum is the artistic director of Hudson Valley Shakespeare. Davis, thanks again. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.